There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so once again, so the Gemara says that what? That according to Rabbi Lazar, the Amora, the get is good for one day. The get is good la'altar, but Bishar Shtaros, he says that Rabbi Lazar the Tana would not be machsha. Even la'altar, right? Why? Because it says, Unasatam b'kli cheres l'man yamdu yom rabim. So that's the Maisa by Yirmiyahu, right? Mention that quickly yesterday. So it has to be what? It has to be Leman Yomdu Yomim Rabim. It was written. That was definitely written with Eide Chasima on something that's not Yochel Lizdaif. And it was put away for a long, it was put in the Kli Cheres to last until they came back from the Gullus. So, in. Put the Kli, put the, you know, it's like they found those Dead Sea Scrolls in the Kli Cheres. Come on, Rindy, you should know that. So, therefore, what? So, why isn't it good at least on the first day, though? So he's saying because it has to be capable of lasting the whole time. It has to be capable of lasting a long time. Right? Otherwise, it's no good. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu b'shtaros, that Rabbi Lazar would be machshir even by shtaros. Aye, it says leman yamdu yomim rabim. That was just Eitz Tova. Hashem was giving Yirmiyahu good advice. Good advice, but the kasher, the ksav would be, the get would be, shtar would be good even without it. So there's a bit of a difficulty about what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Right, I mean, Tosis goes through. It's complicated. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan hold it's good la'altar only, right?
Or is it
just like by gittin? And then I think the Rashba has it's possible that it only is good for 10 days, but not for 10 years. They have like a short period of time though it's good for. But lemaisa we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan on that side. We hold like Rabbi Lazar on that side, the Amora. So you're not going to find anything on that. What? Kamashmalan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan's position. Rabbi Yochanan is saying Kamashmalan.
Oh, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that's not the Gemara.
That's not the Gemara.
Oh, okay.
We don't hold like Rabbi Lazar by Shtaros. Yeah. Okay, but definitively, so Rashi says that what? Rashi says, what's the difference between Gittin and Shtaros? Right? So he says that a get, Einan asuyan el lahatira. Definitively. Let's just try to get a little definition here. It says a get is only made to be matir the woman. Right? And she can go into Beis Din the next, that day, and get her heter.
In which case the get has fulfilled its purpose and they don't need it anymore.
In which case the get has fulfilled its purpose. And the fact that, and it's not necessary anymore because it has a call. The fact that she went into Beis Din and got the heter has a kol and a zichron. Right? Everybody knows. It's common knowledge. Common knowledge. But by a shtar, he says, dekaimi l'gubayna. Yeah, so what's the difference between the shtar and the get? What's the difference? What's he saying over here?
You need to keep the shtar because you're not going to go back for years.
Why can't I use the shtar on that day? Let's say it just so happens that day I need the shtar, right? So we don't have a problem of trusting it. We don't have a problem of trusting it because you trust the get for one day.
The nature of the shtar is that.
Okay, so in order to be, so according to Rashi, in order to be kosher as a shtar, what must it be? In order to be kosher as a shtar, what must it be? What? In general. No, in general. I'm trying to unify Gittin and Shtar Shtaros. It was the Rashi's trying to give you a formula. Rashi's trying to give you having the ability. No, well, Gova is only by Shtar Shtaros.
I mean by Shtar in general?
Yeah, no, it's a get is a shtar. A get is also kind of a shtar. Right? Because the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Meir is by not just by Gittin, it's by Shtar Shtaros.
Do the action
but,
as intended to do.
Okay, good. So the kiyum of the shtar, right, the fulfillment or the maisa of the shtar The maisa of the shtar has to be capable of being done, has to be capable of being completed within the zman that its proof exists. Maybe it was a clumsy way to put it. But 1 second. So Rashi's saying by get, what's the din? In other words, like we were saying the other day, we were saying there's two steps. There's the event, right? So by getting the event is the mesira, and by other cases it might be the loan. Let's say we're dealing with the shtar halva, right? So they record the fact that the loan was made. So those are the events. But then the shtar is to be completed. It has to be brought into Beis Din, right? To be executed, to be utilized. It's brought into Beis Din, right? Okay. So Rashi is saying like this. He's saying, by a get, what's the utility of the get? What's the totsa of the get? Heter, right? That she's mutter. She's muteris l'shuk. That's the effect of bringing the get, right? Now that psak, that's a psak din, Rashi's saying. That's a din based in. There's a din based in that she's muteris l'shuk. And they use the get is used to produce that din, right? But that din of heter lahatira, that is a din that's capable of being done any time after the get is given. You understand? Yechol ale that she can bring in le based in la alta. Yechol ale via le based in la alta. That the din that the get is trying to produce, which is heter, lahatira, that din, Beis Din can convene at any moment, once the get is given, they can give that psak din any time after the get is given. Okay? So she can take the get right after it's given, go to Beis Din and demand a psak. Demand a determination that she's muteris. Right? That's what she wants. So the document is capable of producing its effect immediately.
States an outcome.
States an outcome.
Meaning the document states an outcome.
I don't know what you mean by states an outcome.
It states a fact.
But we're not going to accept it. That's dover dover moment. We're not going to accept it unless it's validated. The Beis Din has to validate it and produce that. You bring the document to Beis Din. That's what the document is for. It's coming to Beis Din.
The document when it comes to Beis Din is just the raya. Meaning
the raya. The problem is like this. That to establish the fact, it was koreis, but now we have to establish the fact. Establishing the fact is it's brought into Beis Din to establish this fact for all eternity.
It's not essential.
What do you mean? That's what the document is.
It has two functions. You're saying, meaning
obviously. Yeah. It's co-race, and then it's
a raya.
And then it serves as a raya.
Right.
Correct. But if it couldn't serve as a raya, it wouldn't be a co-race either. If it could not serve as the raya, it wouldn't be a good co-race.
Why is that true? I understand what you're saying.
She's not actually mutter to be married until she brings a
basin. Right. She has to get a psak. She needs a psak that she's muteris. That she's muteris l'shuk.
And that's unique by get, because other stars wouldn't work like that. Meaning it would either serve as a raya, or it actually has some function, like a star, whatever.
Yeah, but any star you bring it into Beis Din to get
that
the psak.
It wouldn't negate the other function of the star. Meaning
no, it could. It depends. It depends on what type of star it is. If it's a star mecher, and you have the same problem with star mecher as a get.
You say star shechor, right?
Right. Do the same din. That's what we were trying to say the other day. That Rashi brings in, that he brings in two things in that first Rashi, that edim see or karti, and then he says dover dover mimamon. That you have to have the edim to create the krisus, but then you have to have edus to the Beis Din to be matir to the shuk. Okay, that's what we were trying to say the other day. So Rashi's saying over here, what's the effect? What does she want to do with the star? Let's put it, we don't need to get so complicated. What does she want to do with the star? She wants to prove, she needs to take the get and prove that she's mutter. Right? She needs to take the get and prove that she's mutter. Okay?
In any event, that it was questioned.
No, in any event. If
Why?
She wants to get remarried, she has to prove she's mutter.
only if it's wrong. I mean, there's no halacha that says that then she has to bring the pin, she has to bring the get.
Right, but in any event, the get is going to be the get itself is going to be the proof that she can remarry, right? So, it has to be to somebody, at least to somebody. You might not have to bring it to a basin, but somebody has to see the get in order to if I want to remarry, if I want to marry the girl and I know that she was married, I have to get some proof that she's divorced.
Right?
So the get functions as that proof. Right? To somebody. It has to start at, somebody has to see the get.
And,
okay, so then I'm going to need the Aiden to tell me.
Right, it's a question, someone has to tell the Aiden.
Basin has to, right. No, in order to produce the heter, the way Rashi's learning, at least, he's saying like this. You see the Rashi from before? He says, Ha'boli nose. Rashi seems to learn that if the woman wants to get remarried, she has to come to Basin. Because that's the first Rashi by Rabbi Lazar. He says, Amanda Omar Edim Isira Iker, Ha'boli nose, Tzricha Lehevi Edim, Shenimsa Lefneim. That if the woman wants to get remarried, right, with a get that was written on a shtar that was Yachol his daif, right, the woman wants to get remarried, and she shows me the shtar, and the shtar is forgeable. I can't accept the shtar, right? Even if there's Edi Chasima, I can't accept the shtar, right? So in order to use this shtar to permit her to remarry, we're going to need the Edi Mesira. Right? That's just the fact. If it's a shtar that's yochel is daif, if the get was written on paper that could be altered without detection, right? So when she wants to prove that she was remarried, you're going to need those Edei Mesira. Right? The shtar itself won't do it. So Rashi's saying that what? That can be done immediately. All she wants is a psak. All she wants is to establish the fact that she is in fact divorced. Right? She needs to use the get to establish that she's divorced. That's what the get is. That's why it's part of the reason why it's written. Right? It establishes that she's divorced. Okay. She's in big trouble if it's gone. It would be a big problem because then you don't know if there was a Tanai.
Right, you don't know.
You get into all those problems.
You don't know. It's not that she's not divorced, then you don't know whether or not she's divorced.
Okay, so she's not going to be mutter to get remarried. If you don't know, then you have to go with the last chazaka. The last chazaka is she was an Eishes Ish.
Okay.
You have to prove she's not an Eishes Ish. Right? And that's if there's a chazaka, she's an Eishes Ish. Aside from the fact that there's a Zovek Deraisa, which would be Lechumra. But if she has a chazaka, she's an Eishes Ish. Without a vada, you're not going to remove the shame Eishes Ish. No, but we still need to see the get.
And
we
why?
Still need to see the get.
Well, Aiden could testify that there was get and there were no tzayim on it.
Well, that's the whole problem. Not according to Rabbi Lazar, he doesn't say we're going to trust him for.
Not the function of Aiden Masira. Let's say there were other two Aiden standing there, and they testified to the fact that whatever. I mean, they saw the event go down and they read the get also, and they could say that I saw.
Not according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar, they're not going to remember.
But I don't think he's saying that they actually don't remember. He's saying that Aiden Masira, that's not what
they're worse than regular Aiden?
No. It's not what they're responsible for.
That's not what Rashi's saying. He's saying that according to Rabbi Lazar, once the get, unless the get is brought into Basin on the same day, she can't use the get anymore to prove that she's divorced.
So,
right?
On any other event that's speculative, right? Meaning, let's say somebody killed someone. Right, and you ask them, what were the colors of the berries on the tree that was killed?
So they don't have to remember.
But I'm saying, in the event that they do say, you
mean drisha v'chakira?
I'm just saying that they ask ridiculous questions.
But that's to see if they're colluding. That's different. That's a different thing.
I'm saying, or if they can remember a fact like that, why can they remember a fact like this? Why is it any less?
Let's try to get back to our Gemara, though. So according to our Gemara. According to this piece of Gemara, Rashi is saying that if you have to do what, that what's the purpose of the get? Well, the get is to prove that she's divorced, too. I mean, we can't, that's the point. It's not just to do it, it's to prove it. That's the essence of the get. That's why Rashi says you need Edom. You definitely need Edom. Because to have a divorce that cannot be established is not a divorce. Not a divorce. If it's a divorce that cannot be established, it's not a divorce. Part of the ikar of the get is that it's the ikar of the get is to be matir her. And it's very nice to say it's matiher in the abstract, but it can never actually produce a heter. That's not a heter. So it has to be matiher. That's the essence of the get, to produce the heter. Now that din, that's a din, that she is muteres. That's a din. And the reason why it's a din is because it's determined by edus. You need the edus, you need a based din, or you need somebody to accept the edus and say, based on the edus, she has a status of muteres l'shuk. Okay? So Rashi is saying like this. He's saying that by a get, and Rashi, I mean, look, I don't know if this is universally held, but Rashi is insisting that she brings this get into Beis Din. That's what Rashi holds. This whole sugya, Rashi is saying she has to bring the get into Beis Din. Okay? So she brings the get into Beis Din, and Beis Din gives her a psak. You understand? It's a psak. There's the event, but then Beis Din has to verify the event. So she gets the psak Beis Din that she's muteris. Right? Now he's saying like this. He's saying that's the essence of get. The essence of get is the ultimate psak of muteris l'shuk. But that's not time bound. That's not dependent. That could occur immediately. The psak of that the get is designed to produce is capable of being produced immediately. Okay? So in terms of the guf of the get, the din that it's designed to do is capable of being done immediately. Okay? And since immediately we will accept the edus, so the get is good. You understand? The get is good. But Rashi says, what's the purpose of a shtar? The purpose of a shtar is to collect. That's the purpose of a shtar. Now the collection cannot take place at any time that you choose. The collection itself is not something that you can choose to do when you want. The collection only occurs after the default. Right? So intrinsically, he's saying there's nothing in the shtar. The shtar itself doesn't have intrinsically the capability of being kasher. The kashrus of the shtar, there's nothing in this. The purpose of this shtar, right, is just raya to something that you have no control of when it's going to be produced. You understand? So he's saying, therefore, the subject matter of, in order for the shtar to be kosher, its subject matter has to be such that it has to be, its kashrus has to be built into it from the beginning. The kashrus of the shtar has to exist from the beginning. That only is true if what it's designed to do is capable of being accomplished within the zman that will accept the edus on the shtar. Otherwise, the document is invalid because it's a document that doesn't have the capability at the outset. It doesn't have the capability of being kosher. It might happen once in a while that way, but it's not a provable. Its own function doesn't. In order for the shtar to be good, Rashi is saying, it has to have that its function is that its function is capable of being performed while its function is capable of being performed. On its own, intrinsically. Built into it. But if it's legubaina, he's saying, then there's nothing intrinsic in the shtar that allows it to be good. It just so happens if for some strange reason you need to collect on the same day that you wrote it, the edus will be good. But in terms of shtar, that's no good. That is the difference. In other words, by a shtar of a get, the function exists right after the function of the shtar get exists right after it's complete. Right after it's nimsar, its function exists. Because the psak that you want is just that she's muteris. That psak is capable of being given immediately. But the psak of the shtar, of the shtar raya, is not capable of being given immediately. Not intrinsically. The psak of the shtar mech of the shtar of the shtar raya is you can seize his property. You understand? That's the psak that you want from the shtar raya. But that psak
depends on the situation.
When it's going to come up. But that's the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, right? No, as Rabbi Yochanan says, even if Rabbi Yochanan would say you couldn't use it much, much later, right? He still holds it's good for one day.
If there's a tonight in the star that says for one day, you'd be able to use it. I'm just
giving the case. Well, one second. That's a machlokes, what Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is. Rabbi Yochanan's sheet that you could use it forever, or a sheet that you can only use it for one day? That's what Tosin learns. He has two pshatim over there. Because the problem is, why does it say Leman Yomdu Yomim Rabim as a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? That's the problem. The plain pshat in the Gemara implies that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it won't be good for many, many days. And that's the question on him. How could you use it today if it can't work in many days? So he says, no, the many days is just an Eitz HaTova. But it seems like he's moda that it won't work, Leman Yom Du Yom Rabim. And he doesn't just mean after the Eidei Mesirah die. Right? You could learn that way. I mean, the problem is the Gemara never really goes through Rabbi Yochanan too carefully because we don't hold like him. And Rishonim are taking a lot of different approaches to what Rabbi Yochanan himself would hold, like I said. But conceptually, it would seem that what? That Rabbi Yochanan is saying, plain pshat is, Rabbi Yochanan is mode that it won't last many, many days. And that's what I want to say, like I was saying yesterday. Some Rishonim say, why? So then the other question, so why is Rabbi Yochanan hold differently by a get than by a shtar? So they want to say, because by a shtar, there can be any type of condition. It's very hard to remember. It's much more, there's no format to this, to a regular shtar. Everyone could be unique. So they're not going to really remember. But the get is the same format. Now the question is, if there's a tonight, it's going to be unusual. Whatever it is, that's a different question. But conceptually, if you're going to take that approach, then you can say that what? That Rabbi Yochanan is learning that what? That as long as it's good, it's good. As long as it works, it works. If it works one day, if we trust it for one day, then we will work for one day. Right, whereas Rabbi Elazar is saying that if it doesn't work completely, right, if it has a lack in it in any aspect, if it can't last for 10 days, if we won't trust it a year later, then we can't trust it today. Not that we don't believe them today, we do, but it lacks in the din of a shtar. So there's a difficult machlokas though. Then according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, is that what? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a din of a shtar. I mean, apparently Rabbi Yochanan just holds that what? That it's just Eidus B'chsav. I mean, you guys start getting into this question. As long as the Eidus is trustworthy, it's trustworthy. And Rabbi Elazar holds you need a special din of a shtar. Okay, so the Ron is explaining the Gemara. So he says, when it says that Rabbi Elazar only holds it good by Gittin and not by other shtaros, right? So he cannot mean the institution of Eidei Mesirah. It's a confusing Gemara because it's not clear what he's referring to when he says Lo Hichshir Rabbi Elazar Ela Begitin. Right? It's a wide statement. So he says it cannot mean that he only holds Eidei Chasima are good by Gittin, but Rabbi Elazar would agree. Rabbi Elazar the Tana would hold that by a regular shtar you need Eidei Chasima. He says that's not possible. That the Gemara cannot mean, Rabbi Elazar the Amora cannot mean that Rabbi Elazar the Tana requires Eidei Chasima Bishar Shtaros in general. And only by Gittin are Eidei Mesirah good. That was. Huh? Because he says, Lo Omar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Elazar Ela Begitin, Ova Bisharos Lo. Okay? So what is he saying? To what is he referring when he says Rabbi Elazar only says it's kosher by Gittin? Okay? The process of elimination. You cannot say he means Eidei Mesirah in general. cannot say that Rebbe Lazar was saying about Rebbe Lazar that Eidei Mesira only are good by Gittin. But if you had a shtar, you would need Eidei Chasima. How do we know that? Because the Mishnah says later, it's a little bit confusing to understand what it means, but the Mishnah says later that what? It says Rebbe Lazar Omer, the Tana, Afa pi she'ein alav Eidim, no Eidei Chasima, ela she'nasnu lo b'fnei Eidim, it was given to her in front of Eidim, Eidei Mesira, kosher, the gova minuchosim mishubadim. So how do you know what? Now that's talking about what? That's talking about shashtars. That's not talking about gitei nashim. Klamar she'im get chovhu, because you don't collect nechosim mishubadim from a get.
What does that mean?
You don't collect nechosim mishubadim from a get. You collect nechosim mishubadim from a shtar chov, a loan document. So that's what it means. If it's a shtar chov, get is just a general term for shtar. Like the Mishnah, like the parak get pasher, okay. Get chov im get chov hu gove minechosim mishubadim. He can take the money he can collect from property that was sold already, okay. So you see already. So you see that you cannot interpret Rebbe Lazar to mean that Rebbe Lazar only is machshir eidei mesira by gitei nashim. So what did he mean then? Go ahead.
And
you also see, because the Gemara says that Rav disagrees with Rebbe Lazar by Shar Shtaros. But you see that Rebbe Lazar himself holds by Shar Shtaros is good.
Is that
by a get.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In other words, Eidei Mesira Karti doesn't mean it only works by a get. It's a general rule that whenever there's a shtar, the effectiveness of the shtar is brought about through Eidei Mesira. Whether it's a shtar of Gitei Nashim or if it's a shtar Chov. So what did Rebbe Lazar the Amora mean when he said that Rebbe Lazar himself only holds this way by Gitei Nashim? He can't mean the validity of Eidei Mesira. Right. So it's talking only about our specific case of the Mishnah. That you're writing the shtar on something that's yochol is daif. That's what Rebbe Lazar the Amora is saying. That even though Rebbe Lazar the Tana says if you write a get for a woman on a piece of paper that can be forged, and you give it in front of Eidei Mesira that it's kosher, that's only by Gitei Nashim that it's kosher. But if you wrote a loan document on a piece of paper that can be forged, and you give it in front of Eidei Mesira, even Rebbe Lazar would say it's no good. So it's an issue of what? It's an issue of preventing the Yochel Izayit. It's only an issue of preventing Yochel Izayit. That by Gitei Nashim he holds it will work, and by Shtar Chov it will not. Okay? Okay, now he explains Rashi and he rejects him. Go ahead, let's take his pshat. Yeah. See, that's the strange thing. So he rejects Rashi, and he says the Riz pshat is better. So what is the Riz pshat? It's Xeris HaKosev, which leads you to wonder, what was Rashi's pshat? I mean, the Gemara does say, does quote a pasuk. Right?
When Rashi's talking about it.
According to Rebbe Lazar, it does seem like Xeris HaKosev.
Right. But the way Rashi explained it, though, it sounds like it's tied up in this chashash of the Chayidah.
But the only thing Rashi explains is what the chashash is, right? But that explains why you can't use it later. What explains why you can't use it today? Rashi himself says, why can't you use it today? Because the Pasuk says, Leman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. And he says, Rashi says, Alma Ba'inan Davar Haroi Lamo to the Sky. Isn't that Xeris HaKosev?
Right?
Isn't that Xeris HaKosev? There's no way to understand this unless you learn the Ramban. There's no way to understand what this Rashi is talking about unless you learn the Ramban. Okay? So let's leave the Rashi alone for a minute. Because the Ramban says Rashi is talking, the only way to understand this is like the Ramban, that Rashi is talking about Dafka Eidei Mesira with Eidei Chasima. But Eidei Mesira alone, Rashi would say is good. And then it's not Xeris HaKosev. Because then the Eidei Mesira slack off. But, because Xeris HaKosev would mean that you have to do it like the Pasuk says. Let's make one thing clear. Xeris HaKosev means you have to do it like the Pasuk says. And the pasuk is talking about Eide Chasima on a ksav that's not Yochel is Dayev. Okay? Go ahead. So what is the that's the Rish Pshat.
There's a kasav.
Right. So that's Xeris HaKasav according to the Rish. That it's only a good shtar if it's right, that we're not even machshi or shtar that's yochel is daif for one day, even though for one day it would be good, because it has to be capable of lasting many days.
By
shtar shtaros.
Okay,
so now he's going back to the original question, the original problem, that we established that Rebbe Lazar holds, in general, Eidei Mesira are good. In general, Rebbe Lazar holds, Eidei Mesira, even by shtar shtaros, are good. Aye, but we're worried, but the Eidei Mesira don't remember, right? No, the Eidei Mesira don't remember after many days what was written. Because if they remembered, then even the Shtaros Yochel is Daif, they could remember. So if they don't remember, how is it good even if it's not Yochel is Daif? Right? Okay. That he proved initially that Eidei Mesira would be good on a regular Shtar, according to Rebbe Lazar. Right, on a shtar chov, Eidei Mesira would be good. Right? And the only time Rebbe Lazar says the Eidei Mesira are no good is if the writing is capable of being changed. Right? Why is it no good if the writing is capable of being changed? Because the Eidim won't remember many years later whether it was changed or not. So, we can derive one fact. Eidim don't remember many years later exactly what was written on the shtar. Okay? That's a fact. Put that in the fact box. Okay? Now, so if that's the case, even if it's on a ksiva that was yochel, that's not yochel is daif, and you're gonna have to still bring in the Eidei Mesira, because that's all you have, according to Rebbe Lazar, Eidei Mesira. So when you bring in the Eidei Mesira and you say to them, was this the document, right? Now take out the box, open the box. They're not going to be able to remember exactly what was written on that shtar. Oh, so then it should be no good. Right? Because they're not going to be able to remember. So he says that what? The bishlamo b'shtash in yochel is daif. Right? Afagav she'ein bo eidei chasima zochrin tzuraso shel shtar. He says they'll remember the shape of the shtar. Remember the shtar made an unusual shape. Reminded me of they're gonna remember the shape of the shtar. Right. The ilum is daif bo klua mavi ziyufo nikar. Mishum hachitnan. Interesting thing. So he's saying that by a regular shtar, why is it roi lamo yamim rabim, even though the eidim don't remember after many days? Yeah, they're not going to remember, they can't remember the details, or the content exactly, but they remember the basic structure. Tzura doesn't really mean the shape. It means the basic structure, right? The basic terms, they remember the basic stuff, right? So now they can identify that this is the same deal that we witnessed. This is the same deal that we witnessed, because we remember the basic time, and we know we only did one of them. No, well, they'll be able to know. One second. And so now we know it's the chefza, and if this chefza were changed, it would be detectable.
You think, right?
And maybe they do know the shape. Maybe they do also know the shape. Because otherwise you could say maybe the guy would write up a whole new shtar. But it's their chasima. It's their chasima on there.
And if there's a
zero. Well, no, there's no chasima. There's no chasima. So maybe you could remember the basic shape. That's an interesting thing. So in other words, so the validity. So what do Eidei Mesira, what are Eidei Mesira made on? What are they made on? They're made that this is the entity that was given. That's what they're made on.
No, what?
They're not made on the contents. The contents are just important to know if this is the thing that was given. Right? They're not made on the contents, which is good for my original svar, right? They're not made on the contents. They just need to know the contents to make sure that this is the thing that they saw given. Right? So he's saying that, because otherwise you're going to turn it into Eidus Baal Peh. You're not really turning this into Eidus Baal Peh. Right? The shtar is really the thing that's the Eidus. They're just there to say it was given. Right? So he's saying, as long if it's a shtar that's eino yochel is daif, so they'll have enough markers to know that this is the thing they always give. So that'll be good. But if it's yochel is daif. Right. So he says like this, and even by and by a shtar that's yochel is daif, even though if they would come in, and this goes against my svara, but okay, even if they would come in and say for sure that it's exactly the same, right, that's not usual for such a thing to occur. That's not usual. So therefore, you can't say at the outset that it's something that's roi lamod yomim rabim. A happenstance doesn't make it roi lamod yomim rabim.
It goes against your thing because we're saying
it would be roi. We would. That was you saying. Even if you would say we would believe them, right? But that's an unusual occurrence. That's an unusual occurrence for the Adam to absolutely remember.
Well, that's Adam the Rabbatui.
Right. That's unusual. That's unusual. So you can't say that at the outset the shtar was written in a way that's roi la'amod yomim rabim. You understand? That's just the happenstance. Or happenstance.
That's why it's an interesting
shade of the next line is going on.
Right. Or he says another pshat is that the shtar itself will erase itself. It'll erase itself.
It wears out.
It wears off. The ksav that's yochel is daif is also not as durable. Go ahead.
We call makom ki amrin lo kesher el begitin lav dafto gitin luchodei luchodayu ela gitin v'duchtayu v'dehainu shtar akna shashtar oze ba'atmo maisa. Right, so it does itself a maisa.
Right.
But ain't a l'raya ba'amas. It's not
right.
Just for a raya.
Right.
But tanya parakama kedushin. Because of Loa Niro, Ferris,
Sodai, Mechura Lo,
Sodai, Nisuna Lo, Harizu,
Mechura, Nisuna.
Alma Vishdarak, no, Apple Pishiokal is Dai of Sagi. She ain't no Sarah Lam, but down the mountain,
Yeah.
So
then he goes back, right? So now as he goes back, because that's the big problem. The problem is the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, if you write a shtar on a kli cheres, which is definitely yochel is daif. Kli cheres is yochel is daif. Because kli cheres is yochel is daif. So if you write my field is yours on a kli cheres and you give it to the guy, so it's good.
Even though we're going to be using it for raya later on.
So he says it's good. Why? Because it's like Gitei Nashim, right? No, that's like the same svara we're saying in Rashi. It's like Gitei Nashim. Because the shtar is only no good if what it's made for, if what it's designed for is not built. If what it's designed for is not built into it, you know what I mean? If what it's designed to accomplish is not within the capability of the document itself. So anything where the shtar does a maisa, the maisa is capable of being done immediately. Right? So then the shtar has an existence because its purpose is fully within its capacity. You understand?
This tells us. This is from before also. Right?
From before also, right. Like we were saying in Rashi also. That if its purpose is, if its function is within its capabilities, right, doesn't need to rely on chance in order for it to function. Its functions are built into its own structure, then it's a shtar. You understand? So a shtar, so Gitei Nashim is just an example of something that the maisa that it's designed to do can be performed immediately. Now, by Gitei Nashim, it's the raya that she is divorced. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's the raya that she is divorced. But that's a psak din that's shayach immediately.
Right?
And by Ishtar Mechar and Matana, it's also to make the kinyan right now and to prove it.
And that,
right?
But it's only.
And that also the guy can go to Beis Din right away with the thing and say, this is mine. That there was a change. There was an event that can be validated right now. But Shtar Gubayna is not, because there's no, that's not an event. That hasn't occurred yet. The collection is just a possibility. Right? So it's just used, then its purpose is a raya. So then if you write something as a raya and it doesn't exist, then the whole thing doesn't exist.
What does that mean it doesn't exist, though? The loan exists.
Yeah, so the loan exists because it would be a loan, would be Baal Peh. That would just be like doing a loan in front of Adam.
Isn't a loan the shtar?
What? The loan is also in the shtar. But if the shtar is no good, it would still be a mil Baal Peh.
I'm saying it does something. I mean, it states the fact that you have a loan. It's concrete evidence that there was money transfer.
That's right. It's concrete evidence. So that's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. That according to this, that's why Tos is saying it's Xeris HaKosov. Why is he saying it's Xeris HaKosov? Because it's not the fact that it's Eidus Bichsav that allows you to collect Minachosim Mishabadim. In other words, if you say Eidus Bichsav allows you to collect from Minachosim Mishabadim, and that's what a shtar is, right? So then I would say, as long as the Eidus is acceptable, then it has the din of Eidus Bichsav. So on the first day, it should be good, regardless of the fact that in 10 days I'll invalidate it, right? But right now, the Eidus in the Ksav is good, right? So that's what we're saying, no, it's Xeris HaKosov. That a Shtar is a separate Heftza. A Shtar is a separate Heftza. It's an entity of Raya. But it won't qualify... It won't qualify as that cheftza if it's not capable of functioning. If its function is limited. If the function is limited, it won't qualify.
Even though right now it's good.
Even though right now it's good. It might be good as Eidus, but that's not what a shtar is. Shtar is more. It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's not just the fact that it's... even though the Gemara says, why can collect from the Chasam Mishabadim by a shtar? Because it has a call. Even though according to Rabbi Lazar, the raya is only going to last as long as the Edom are alive, right? Even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not really a forever raya. Yamim Rabim has to be Yamim Rabim. Guy is a chazak, he's going to keep living. I mean, according to Rabbi Lazar, it has no quality of Yamim Rabim because it's just la'altar. It's the opposite of Yom Rab. It's just La'alter.
But even when it is Yom Rab,